Kabi Lake desktops, at least on the benchmarks that the hard OCP crew were running, looks like pretty much, the Kabi Lake Core i7-7700K when compared to the Skylake Core i7-6700K at the same clock speed is pretty flat. Kabi Lake should overclock better. Those of us that are expecting a better performing CPU in terms of IPC are going to be disappointed. For the CPU enthusiast that has little or no need for IGPU, Intel's Kabi Lake is likely to be the snooze fest of the year. Hopefully we will see 5 gigahertz overclocking within wake the new Kabi Lake up a bit. If anything, this is just piqued my excitement a bit more for AMD's upcoming Zen processor.
We knew this was going
to
be
feelings close to the chest as always.
Yes, always. but we knew this was going to be the second talk, right? Like, it's not TikTok now. Intel was upfront about this. It's not like it was a secret or anything like that. They said a while ago now, they're like, look, we're going to do, it's going to be more like a waltz. You know, it's, you know, three sets of three for our release cadence. And this is supposed to be the optimize one. And, you know, I mean, they're obviously optimizing some stuff. but don't expect, you know, I think the optimize what they're going for is really like more power consumption kind of stuff and getting the same performance out of the CPU for less power, which is also good. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, just a little bump, just a little something.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I mean, that would be nice. Just realize it's pretty drastic. Like if it was just to get just a little bump, like you're retaping. You know, like, you know, you're redoing stuff in the CPU even for a little bump, right? Which is the tick. That's not, you know, it's the tick and the talk, not the third one. But
just be rational.
Yeah,
rational, thoughtful, intelligent self.
Yeah, I'm hoping when they finally do that next, I'm hoping when they do that next tick, the DMI thing we talked about earlier from the chipset, mm-hmm. I'm hoping they're going to increase that bandwidth so that way we're not worried about that. You know, that bottleneck anymore. But they couldn't do that in this one because, again, it's not a tick or a tock.
Well, they don't do ticks or tocks anymore. They're just dropping new processors.
Yeah.
Did you hear them? They said no ticks and tocks.
We secretly replaced the name of the old one with the new one.